America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Okay, look. Dude's right. Max Crosby would have been great. Okay, the call before the break. If they could have got Max Crosby for a first-round pick, there would have been multiple teams calling about that. And the Lions would have had one of the worst first-round picks to offer. So they probably would have given up more than a first-round pick. However, it seems likely that nothing goes anywhere without two first-round picks and maybe even a third. And the one thing that I started thinking about yesterday, and I can't believe I didn't think of it earlier, is that all the people that was like, F them picks, give up three first-round picks for Max Crosby. And then you say, well, why are you so willing to give up? Because it'll be at the end of the draft, guys, end of the first round. It won't be as valuable. If you are, you know who else knows that is Vegas. They don't, do they necessarily want three late first-round picks? Or are they going to want first-round picks near the middle or the top of the draft? I'm from a team that is likely to be at the bottom of the draft. Now, let's be clear here. The Lions did it with the Rams for two first-rounders, and one of them was near the top of the draft, and the other one was near the bottom. And so, you know, they did get, what did they get? They got the 32nd pick and the second pick out of that, right? So, you know, that was cool. That really, really worked out. You don't always stay on top forever. But he obviously hadn't heard much of the show or didn't know where things were. But yeah, getting Max Crosby would have been great, dude. Would have been great. But you would have had to pay way more than you were suggesting. Is that a polite rebound from losing?
That's very polite. It's perhaps too polite, but polite.
248-539-9797. Don is in Novi next. Hello, Don.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay.
I wonder if this guy that we just got is going to stand up. We're going to soon find out because the next couple of games that we got coming up is good quarterbacks. And if he gets up and he plays, man, ain't nobody going to whoop the Lions, man. Ain't nobody going to whoop them, man. They powerful, man. They something to talk about, man. You actually got something to talk about now, man. And I'm like 62 years old, man. I've been watching the Lions, man. I go back to Greg Landry and all them, Barney and all them cats, man. This is the best team I done seen the Lions ever put together with Barry Sanders and them, man. The Lions is powerful, man. Ain't nobody gonna whoop the Lions, man. So people need to just lean back, man, and just enjoy all of this, man, because it's a long time coming, man.
Well, yeah, it is. I mean, this Houston game, you know, we keep talking about, yeah, but this test is coming. Yeah, but that test is coming. Yeah, but they have to go to Dallas, 47-9. Yeah, but they have to go to Minnesota. They win the Minnesota game. Yeah, but they have to go to Green Bay. They beat Green Bay by 10. Now here comes Houston. We're running out of yeah, buts. We're running out of teams that they have to prove themselves against. You know, my whole thing was, how does the offense look in the four-game stretch where they had to play the Vikings, Green Bay, and the Texans all on the road? They had an easier game in the middle, but the Vikings, the Packers, and the Texans were all on the road. And so far, they're 2-for-2. And I'm not going to, the Vikings game wasn't emphatic, The Green Bay game feels emphatic. Even though Green Bay made some mistakes, they left some points out there. Still, Detroit didn't leave points out there. Actually, they probably did, but they were way more buttoned up of the two teams.
Without question.
Way sharper.
This team is, they're just steamrolling through right now. And the Hutchinson injury is a horrible injury to have to deal with. Mm-hmm. And they've found a way. Aaron Glenn has found a way to set up a scheme that's good enough to win games. And better than just good enough. I mean, they're giving up less than 20 points a game without Hutchinson.
Yep.
I think they were doing that before with Hutchinson anyway. So they've just kept this pace up, but they're doing it in different ways. Now they're relying on the secondary. The acquisition of Za'Darius Smith should help create more pressure, not only because he's going to create pressure, but because he has to be accounted for from the other teams. So it's no longer, all right, we can just match up one-on-one with their defensive ends. It doesn't matter. If you want to keep a running back in to block and worry about the pressure that comes from McNeil or Reeder, we can do that. Well, now you got to account for him. And maybe having someone like that, maybe that helps to unlock somebody else. Maybe that helps to unlock James Houston or Muhammad or one of these other guys. One of the points I was that I had made yesterday in watching the Lions and the Packers was that it looked like Houston was being chipped a lot with a tight end as well, and that he just, you know, he's a speed rusher guy. So that's not his game to be going against two guys. To be double teamed, it's not going to work out well for him. But maybe that's something Za'Darius Smith can handle. And if he can handle that, then the other guy doesn't have to worry about a double team or doesn't have to worry about somebody chipping him. And maybe he has the advantage in the matchup. And seeing that the Texans are so banged up on their offensive line, the Jets were all over C.J. Stroud last game. You know, can the Lions get this pass rush going against Houston on Sunday night?
Zachary is next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Zachary.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up?
I just wanted to call in because I just, you know, hear all the talk about, you know, this and that with Max Crosby and Lions making a move here. And, you know, and I don't remember. I remember when someone said it was a while ago, but for God's sakes, asleep at the wheel. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I mean, no, this team is legit. There's a culture that's different. And, you know, they come in ready for every game wanting to win. I honestly don't think it would have mattered if they didn't pick anyone up. I mean, for a Green Bay game is a great example of it. Brian Branch gets you know, sent off. Kirby says that's fine by me. I'll take it to the end. I mean, this team is unlike any other team, and I've been watching other games around the league too. Unfortunately, I lost my trial to Red Zone, so now I can't watch every single game. But you know, just looking at the rest of the league right now, this team is legit. I think they're going to the Super Bowl. I think they're going to win this thing. I mean,
Zachary, you can make a hell of a case exactly with what you're saying about they're starting to feel like a train that is rolling downhill, and it's hard to stop. And you gotta love they're still winning in spite of losing all these players. Is it sustainable? Well, it might not be. But they went out and they got a player to make up for a loss today. And Za'Darius Smith will be with this team down the stretch to get some of that pressure back that they haven't had on quarterbacks. And yeah, I mean, look, the Crosby talk is the high end. Like, it would be the biggest move you could probably make. But he's not available.
He's not available.
Not available.
Not available, Doug.
Nope. 248-539-9797. Now, he thought they were going to win the Super Bowl even if they didn't make a trade, and I thought they had a chance. I didn't think the season was over if they didn't make a trade, because the thing about making a trade is you feel like we got to add this, we got to add that. But you know what happens down the stretch of the season? Other teams get dinged with injuries too, and suddenly that passing offense that you thought you could never stop without Aiden Hutchinson isn't the same when they don't have all the receivers. Like Houston, right? I mean, this is sometimes the injuries ding the other guys too, and your perceived need, got to have a pass rush because there's no way they can slow down Stephon Diggs and Nico Collins, although Collins might be back, but if, without a pass rush, and then the next thing you know, Diggs and Collins are on the IR. 248-539-9797. Tony, you're next. Hi, Tony.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Tony, are you there?
Oh, Tony's gone. Oh, Tony.
Quick, and he was out.
You know, you can only scheme up so many things and put players in the right position to make plays, but in the end, this is a players' league, and sometimes you have to count on a player to make a play, right? Za'Darius Smith is more capable of doing that than the guys they have on the roster right now. It's yep. just that's just a fact. So to make this move and get better at that position was huge. I have all the respect for the guys that they've pulled off practice squads, called up from their own practice squads, and they've kind of held their own the best they can. But like I said earlier, a second ago, players run this league. At some point, you need Kirby Joseph to make a play, right? You need Za'Darius Smith to make a play. Ali McNeil, make a play. And so that's the X factor here when you get players like this. And this was the one glaring hole heading today's trade deadline. And I think Brad Holmes did the best he could, and he used minimal resources. They loved their draft capital, and I got to be honest with you. He held his own, played it till the very end. Everyone in the league said, fourth round pick. Not so fast, my friend. Well, Brad Holmes said, I'll do it with a fifth and a sixth.
I think that's what I love about it is that he didn't wait to the very end.
Well, you know, the last day, I'm saying.
Yeah. No, I get that, but because it happens this morning, and I think people are like, whoa, that happened, and that was the price? That's it? Well, why didn't we? Well, because he's been working on this for 3 weeks. That's why. Because
yeah.
He's been working on this constantly, talking to Cleveland, keeping the dialogue going as soon as Hutchinson went down.
Well, who had that report that as soon as he went down, he talked to Cleveland?
Schefter.
Okay. There you go. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.